We start with news from Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. We've learned this afternoon that their own Kimberly Jones has been named the North Carolina State Teacher of the Year. We'll have a lot more coverage on this next week, but for now, congratulations to Kimberly Jones on this honor, and it is well deserved. In less exciting news, we also learned this afternoon that we've got a positive rabies case in Chapel Hill. Someone yesterday afternoon spotted a raccoon near their house behaving oddly, called Animal Control. Animal Control came out and got the raccoon, and sure enough, it tested positive for rabies. And this is a good opportunity to remind you to keep your pets up to date on all their vaccines. And for the case of this story in particular, particularly the rabies vaccine. Going back to some good news from Chapel Hill now, town of Chapel Hill has named Atuya Cornwell as its new director of Parks and Recreation. That announcement came out on Thursday. Cornwell has been with the local government for just over a year as the assistant director and overseeing day-to-day operations. He has also been serving as the interim director since back in November when Phil Fleischman left the role. We got a chance to speak with Cornwell recently here on 97.9 The Hill about some of the things happening around Parks and Rec, including their programming around North Carolina's Year of the Trail. Here's how he described it.
Last year, state legislature declared 2023 as being the Year of the Trail. Phenomenal trail system throughout the state of North Carolina, and part of that is here in Chapel Hill. We have some phenomenal trails, so we've been able to kick off our celebration. We had a great event with our Adopt a Trail program in conjunction with our friends at Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation in March, so it was phenomenal. Booker Creek Trail, we had about 65 high school students there helping out, adopting that trail, and kicking off our Year of the Trail celebration. So throughout the year, you'll be able to come join us for four guided trail excursions. Our next one's going to be on National Trails Day on June the 3rd. So definitely check out chapelhillparks.org. You'll be able to check out all the trail excursions we have for the entire year, and really just want to be able to highlight the benefits of our trail system. And it's really exciting for us to be a part of this statewide celebration.
That's Atuya Cornwell speaking there, the new Parks and Recreation Director for the town of Chapel Hill. Looking at some state and regional news now, the Tennessee state legislature is likely the state government most in the news cycle this past week as two Democratic lawmakers were briefly expelled from the chamber for protesting against the lack of gun reform. And that came not long after North Carolina's Democratic Party saw one of its lawmakers switch to the Republicans, giving our state legislature a true supermajority once again. Chair of the state Democratic Party, Anderson Clayton, recently stopped by News on the Hill, and she spoke about the slight shift in dynamic, and she also talked about her concerns of what happened in Tennessee's state government not being far from what could happen in our own state.
I think Tennessee should have been a wake-up call to anybody that wasn't paying attention to local politics right now and feeling how much that matters, particularly on a state level. You know, that happened because Democrats were in a super minority in both their House and Senate, and now we're in that same predicament in North Carolina. So goes the South, so goes the nation. And I think that we have a huge obligation to really fight back against what we're seeing, which is a attack on our democracy, quite frankly, for being able to have representative politics and actually people's voices heard. I tell folks all the time, I'm like, actually, you know, Republicans in our state have done a great job of keeping working people out of positions of power in our state just by the fact that we don't pay our state legislature but $13,000 a year. At the end of it, when they've got a per diem every day, they end up making around $33,000. But even then, I don't know anyone that could be or run for office in our state House and Senate and actually be a working individual right now. And so I think that our job is to really push the people's voices and the folks that are on the ground struggling right now so much in our state to see themselves in positions of power again.
That was Anderson Clayton, the chair of the North Carolina Democratic Party, speaking there. You can listen to my full conversation with her from earlier this week by going to our audio archives on chapelboro.com. We're going to check traffic and weather in just a moment, but before we get to that, I did want to give you a heads up that we've got a busy weekend scheduled on campus tomorrow. We have the UNC yard sale from the athletic department at the Smith Center starting early in the morning. There are a couple of home athletic events, and then, of course, the spring football game will be tomorrow afternoon, and that will result in some traffic delays around town, so keep that in mind as you're making your way, particularly near campus on Saturday afternoon. Time now to talk sports. We got a lot going on in sports this weekend. We'll keep it somewhat brief here, but I do want to make sure we mention the golf team as they've got a You're in the midst of a tournament that's a pretty big one, and they've also just got an outstanding team this year. So let's go ahead and start with that. Football and basketball season are over now, save for that spring game, and those are definitely the most high-profile programs on campus. We've got a lot of high-profile programs on campus here, as a matter of fact, but traditionally the golf team is not one of the more visible groups of Tar Heels. Their dominance this season may be changing things, as it's paving the way for a potential national championship. 97.9 The Hill's Michael Coe has a story about a team full of aces.
A national championship contender resides in Chapel Hill, and they still haven't played a single event at home. Findlay Golf Course may be under renovation, but the UNC men's golf team season is all coming together at the right time. Carolina has won its last two tournaments and five total on the season, a single-season record under sixth-year head coach Andrew DiBattista. DiBattista is the reigning ACC Coach of the Year and looks like a strong candidate to win that crown again this year. His Tar Heels are looking to advance to another NCAA championship, which pits the best programs in the country against each other in a combination of stroke play and match play formats. But it wasn't always this way. As recently as 10 years ago, Carolina wasn't a player in the collegiate golf scene. Take a listen to what current PGA golfer Ben Griffin, who arrived in Chapel Hill in 2014, had to say about the state of the program back then.
Before I had gotten there, we really weren't good at all. Being University of North Carolina, you expect every sport to be pretty much like in the top 10 or whatever, top one for certain sports almost every year. In the nation, and golf was way behind.
As Griffin and teammate Will Register progressed, the program did as well. Their senior seasons coincided with DiBattista's promotion from assistant coach to head coach, and the new head man told 97.9 The Hill he had a definitive outlook for the program from day one.
It was a very crystal clear vision, just what I thought the program could do, the belief in the University of North Carolina, and the fact that I saw a path to having a really successful men's golf program.
Still, despite DiBattista's optimism, skeptics around the country questioned whether Carolina could truly become a national contender. Just listen to what fifth-year senior Ryan Burnett said an opposing coach told him in high school.
When I was actually being recruited, I was like told, you know, don't go to Carolina. That's where like talent goes to die, you know, because there had been some good players that had come through and hadn't quite panned out. But I think that, you know, when Coach DiBattista got here, the culture kind of changed, and he's really helped move it forward.
DiBattista's vision has now become reality, as the Tar Heels are ranked as the number two team in the country by Golf Week. Carolina will begin its final event of the regular season today in Arizona, with the ACC and NCAA championships soon to follow. Those events will serve as a showcase for UNC's rock-solid five-man starting lineup, one which includes three golfers ranked in the NCAA's top 20. Burnett is ranked 17th, but according to him, not many of the current Tar Heels were considered the golf equivalent of a five-star recruit.
So I think we have a lot of guys with, you know, with chips on our shoulders who feel like we still have a lot to prove, and like we don't probably get the respect that some of the other top programs that have been around for 10, 20 years get. So we're definitely a hungry bunch.
Those perceived slights have fueled a competitive fire in the team that hasn't been lost on DiBattista.
They just have this relentless pursuit to be the best that they can. And when you have guys of that makeup and that character that are, you know, willing to put in all the work out here on the practice facility and willing to put in the work in the gym, and willing to make the sacrifices necessary to be great, well, all of a sudden you're on a path to development, improvement, and have a chance to be great.
Now, the Tar Heels are well positioned to win the team's first ACC championship since 2006, and then take home an even bigger prize, the first national championship in program history. This year's NCAA championship will be played at Greyhawk Golf Course in Scottsdale, Arizona, the same place where Carolina tied for first in stroke play but fell in the match play quarterfinals in last year's championship. If UNC is lucky enough to find itself in the thick of a title race again, DiBattista said he's confident the Tar Heels will find a way to rewrite history.
we talk about all the time. Pressure is a privilege. It's right where we want to be. You know, when you have those butterflies in your stomach and you're nervous and maybe your hands are a little bit twitchy, we try to take a step back and smile because we know we are exactly where we want to be.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.
Thank you, Michael. And you can find a print version of that story by visiting our website, chapelboro.com. Got other sports going on this weekend as well. Fifth-ranked UNC women's lacrosse hosts top-ranked Syracuse at noon tomorrow. It's going to be on ESPNU. 12th-ranked men's lacrosse also faces Syracuse in, oddly enough, a neutral site game in Maryland. They'll start that one at 4. UNC softball also faces Syracuse this weekend, and they're going to do that at home here in Chapel Hill. Three-game series, got a doubleheader scheduled for tomorrow starting at 11. Top-ranked men's golf teams in Arizona for the ASU Thunderbird Collegiate. They started today. Men finished the first round in second place, but pretty far behind host school Arizona, who seems to be utilizing a home course advantage. They've got like a 7-stroke lead after one round. Then we also have the Durham Bulls last night getting a much-needed win over Lehigh Valley, 4-3. Game 4 of that series is scheduled for 6:35 tonight. We'll see if that one happens vis-a-vis the weather situation that we've been tracking all afternoon.